Do I even have to tell you? It's outrageous claims.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You are literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want, you've got, it might
be hard to handle. Yes. This one comes to me as Subway Series approaches and the Yankees travel into a National League park. And so it's no secret. Fundamental difference between the AL, NL, the DH. To me, love the DH. Absolutely love the DH. Vastly superior to pitchers batting. Don't care about the intellectual argument.
Don't care about
it. It just makes a more fun game.
What are you, a 12-year-old? Are you 12 years old? Do you like steroids? Do you like steroids in baseball?
Hall and Oates and James Brown. Obviously
so
not 12.
This is what Joe B wants in his baseball. He wants a little league park with a fence that's 2 feet away from second base. So every time you hit a pop-up, it's over the fence. He wants a DH, so you have meat sticks. So all you do is hit 9 home runs a game, like in yesterday's Braves-Yankee game. You want everybody juicing like crazy, and nobody's allowed to think. That's the baseball you want?
At no point did steroids come into this. I didn't say I want people cheating.
Here's a question. If you're a 12-year-old Yankee fan.
I didn't say I wanted people cheating.
And you're growing up
learning
the game of baseball.
I don't like pitchers. I don't like watching automatic outs, which is why, by the way, I couldn't watch the Mets for the past 5 years.
Automatic outs? Are fantastic. I don't know. Trip myself up on that. Do you know what turning a lineup over means? Is that even a concept that you understand?
Turning a lineup over?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's a National League concept.
Yeah.
If you got two outs and you got your eighth hitter up, that eighth hitter is infinitely valuable to get himself on base via a walk or a hit, so that wasted out isn't wasted on the next.
Why
inning.
Have a wasted
it's an
out?
Intellectual...
Who cares? Well, first, why have a wasted out?
It's
ludicrous.
It's bad strategy
to the game.
First of all, it's
oh
not
my
a given.
God. Who
it's...
wants to sit here and watch Mike Mussina put a bat on his shoulder, hack at it 3 times, and walk away?
Mike Mussina.
I know. I just,
the moose.
The first picture to come to my mind.
The guy, literally come up with a guy who's been retired for 5 years and spent his whole career in the American League. No, listen. A, pitchers can hit. Having pitchers who can hit is a valuable asset. B, bunting
how many,
and playing
how
small
many pitchers
ball
can
and
hit.
Turning a lineup
how,
over.
How many pitchers can you really say can handle the bat well? Can I count them on one hand?
Probably.
So the fact, well, pitchers can hit. No, they can't. They
listen,
all suck.
Listen, here's the sixth and the seventh inning when you're getting to the end of your lineup. You have 6, 7, 8 coming to bat. You got the pitcher
double
on deck.
Switch.
You got, if one person gets a hit, then the pitcher's coming up. He's having a good game. It's a 2-1 ball game. Mm. You got Johan Santana going. He has thrown 89 pitches on the day.
And he's 0-3 because he can't handle a bat to save his life.
Now you
couldn't hit a freaking beach ball.
Now you have to use your freaking brain, and if you're Terry Collins, and say, all right.
That's what I want to watch. I want to watch a guy use his brain.
Yes, absolutely.
That's it. That is freaking exciting stuff, man.
It's
baseball. I want to watch him use his brain.
It's baseball. It's a 4-hour game.
Woo!
I want to see. Here's your question.
Better yet, academic decathlon, son. That's what it's all about.
Do I leave Johan Santana in the game and let him go into the seventh inning, or do I risk taking him out, having the bullpen explode, so I could try to capitalize on the fact that I have a runner on second base with two outs? And then you get to see how that works. If you know, you get to yell at your TV for the next 2 innings,
right? And the,
because
the close up on Terry Collins while he makes
came
that decision
in to make the pinch hit,
great
and
TV.
Didn't get it, and then the bullpen blows up, or opposite way around, the guy drives the guy, and you end up winning that game 3-2 because you made that decision. It is the nuance of the game. It is the intellectual skill of the game. It's the strategic. It's listen, NL baseball is chess. AL baseball is checkers,
and checkers can be way more fun
idiots.
To watch than chess. Okay? Yeah, you're right. The intrigue of that move that you just described is great.
It is great.
It is. No, it is. I understand. The intrigue of it, the thinking it out, is that's fantastic. I would rather trade that to have a guy in the rotation and the guy in the lineup who isn't going to come up and look like he's having a back spasm every time he swings the bat.
Did
I would rather see that
than have your hitters have your pitchers take BP.
They still suck.
Did you watch Johan's no hitter?
No.
All right. It was either the seventh or the eighth inning. He's thrown a lot of pitches. He's coming to play. What added so much intensity to that game for the last three, four innings was he's going to come to bat. He's definitely going to come to bat. He's thrown this much pitches. What's Terry Collins going to do when he comes to bat? There's so much more intrigue.
I understand that. There's more intrigue for that 10 minutes while they make that decision. Not even 10.
You got to play small ball.
Intrigue. I understand.
You're bunting. You're playing a brand of baseball that's simply more intriguing. It's simply better. Yeah, the guy can't hit. You don't have a bunch of meat sticks at the bottom of your order. You're not paying Raul Banez, who should be retired if he can't play the outfield, to sit around and swing the bat a couple times a game. It's
because of it. Yeah, you're paying him that much money because, by the way, the game gets more interesting.
That's fine. And you know what?
Baseball is already slow game. It is already a plodding game that just kind of moves along. Every now and then, you get something really exciting to happen, double and a thing run and a whole thing. And so why would you want to break that up with an automatic out in your lineup?
We'll add the DH. Matter of fact, the DH can go in.
Put the DH in. We'll get some offense into the game. We'll get some more intrigue in the game. And now it's going to last 9 innings instead of 10 minutes where we're figuring, well, do we want to leave him in or do we want to...
All right. Well, no, you know what? We'll pay Manny Ramirez to just hit for the Yankees, and then we'll pay fast guy to run for him. So as soon as he hits that ball, because you don't want
How about that intrigue of a guy getting on base and then making something happen on the base pass? Whereas, by the way, no pitcher is ever going to make something happen on the base pass. You ever going to see Johan steal second?
Probably not. No.
If he ever gets on base,
probably not. Listen, that.
It makes for a more interesting game over nine innings.
He hits, then we'll have somebody run for him right out of the box, and then we'll go over to football and we'll make, you're not allowed to touch the quarterback, you're not allowed to touch the receivers.
Come on.
We'll get rid of the running back.
What is
we'll
this?
We'll get rid of defense.
What are you bringing
and you can
up
score,
right now?
And we'll win every game.
What are you
every game
up?
Will be 60-54.
How did we get to football
because
in this
it's
ridiculousness?
The same thing.
It's the same thing.
You want to get rid of the important part of baseball, the cool part of baseball.
Baseball
the
games go from 2-1 to 4-3. It's not like we're going from 2-1 to 19-12 all of a sudden.
The DH is for the casual fan, the same person that watches football for the awesome passing yards and gets bored and running games.
Bull. You can still enjoy baseball and enjoy the DH because you like to see a more exciting game played out over 9 innings than a more exciting 10 minutes where we're focusing on Terry Collins' brain.
You're wrong.
It's a more exciting game.
The DH is designed. I understand why they put it in. It's designed for the casual fan. And if you're an actual fan of the game of baseball, you would prefer that there wasn't a DH. It's a fact.
That's not a fact.
It's a fact.
It's not a fact.
You're a meat stick. No offense.
Oh well, now that you say no offense, I don't even remember what I was going to say. My mind went totally blank when you said
right,
meat stick.
Which is fine. You know what? You can manage an American League team with that blank mind
because
you don't do anything.
Funny.
I'm just going to sit here. What is it? The eighth inning. All right, we'll put Boone Logan in.
So you honestly like
good decision.
You honestly like seeing, you know,
yes.
Johan Santana. You like seeing R.A. Dickey pick up a bat that looks like he's, you know.
All right, Dickey actually started the rally in the last game that produced the first couple runs, which was obviously all he needed because he doesn't let anybody get hits off him. But he had the base hit because he can hit. And it adds nuance to the game if you have a pitcher that can hit,
you're
or
right.
if your pitcher
you know
does get
That's,
hit.
Yeah.
Or if you're
so, again,
or if
for
you're
the
incapable,
five pitchers in the league can hit, it really makes it. You're right. When Mike Hampton starts, it makes an interesting game.
There's more value on the eighth hitter in the National League. There's more value on the manager in the National League.
Awesome.
There's
the
more
eighth
manager.
Hitter.
We're
getting really excited
there's
about the eighth hitter. That's great.
The game.
Because the eighth hitter is what brings people through the gates.
I'll tell you, you're right. You know what?
Everyone is all about Quintanilla. I'm like, man, I got to go see Quintanilla hitting that eight
the
hole tonight.
The second or third inning in the National League is more boring than the second or third inning in the American League. Whenever that first pitcher spot comes up. But when the second one comes up in the fifth or sixth inning, from that point on, the decision making and the chess and the strategy that you need to play is more interesting to watch over 162 games than watching a DH over 15 games, because you only watch 15 games because you're a casual fan if you like the DH.
I'm watching a decision. That is literally your argument right now. It's exciting to watch this decision get made rather
strategy.
Than the sport
yes.
be played.
It's part of the sport. It's a huge part of strategy is part of the sport. Do you like watching golf?
Yeah.
Do you like watching whether or not Phil Mickelson is going to lay up or whether he's going to go for the green and what happens afterwards based on the strategy?
I like watching the shot a lot more than I like him talking to his caddy about whether or not he should use a 5 or a 4 iron on this shot.
Right.
I like watching the shot more than the 5 minutes of them talking about the wind.
I'm not talking about Terry Collins coming out, walking to the mound and making a change. Or I'm not talking about the actual viewing of Terry Collins pointing to Valdespin and saying, get a helmet on, you're about to bat for Johan. I'm talking about when he bats for Johan, whether or not that pays off, how the bullpen pitches afterwards, what he does from there on out with his staff, because his staff is going to have to bat again. It's much more of a strategic game in the National
League. That's undisputable.
I prefer strategy.
It's a more strategic game. I prefer to watch the sport in what is already a slow plotting game. I'd rather watch some action than watch Johan strike out, and then go, ooh, this is interesting.
If you have a problem with the length of a baseball game, National League games are significantly quicker because
I don't have a problem with the length of it.
I
don't even have a problem with the pace of it. I'm just saying, unquestionably, baseball is the slowest paced of all of the sports, and the DH injects a little more excitement into it for the course of the nine innings than the pitcher batting does. And it's a it's strategy versus excitement. I prefer the DH.
I find the strategy very exciting.
Well, that is you. So I'm me. And
that's a good analysis.
There it is. That's deep. I think that's like sort
it's
of
a couple guys slinging some bull.
It's a kind of metaphysical thing. I'm me, you're you. We're all somewhere, man.
We got a break. Are we done?
We're done, man. That's it. We're going to agree to disagree, as always. I will say, by the way, Mike Tyson, one-man show. You going to go see it?
If it comes to the Palace, yeah.
You're going
to
go see it?
If it was at the Palace, I would definitely go see it.
I don't know if I would go see it.
I don't know. I'm not going to make a road trip.
I can't imagine what that would be like. Is there an athlete whose one-man show you would absolutely go see?
Patrick Ewing's.
You have such like a you have such a huge and undeniable man crush on Patrick Ewing.
I love
it's
Patrick
unbelievable.
Ewing. Love Patrick Ewing.
I think I'd go see Barclays.
I know who I would go. You know who I could see? Joe B. front row with his Nick Swisher sign.
Dude,
at the Nick Swisher
that's right.
One man
I would
show.
Go see Nick Swisher's
you know
one man
it?
Show.
It would call, he'd call it Brett. One Man Bro. Would be,
yeah.
the, would
yeah.
be the name
it'd
of
be,
Nick Swisher's one man show.
It'd be called the
show.
Bro Hour with
oh,
Nick Swisher
man.
Meng.
That one would be man bro party.
I could see the bro hour with Nick Swisher, comma, Meng. And that would be, oh man, it'd be great. Yeah, I would totally go see Nick Swisher in a one-man show.
Live on Broadway.
Oh, that was a good one.
Thank you.
All right, next week, I don't actually know what, presumably we'll talk some Yankee Mets. I don't know where the NBA Finals are going to be. I think they'll be over either way. I don't know.
They will be over.
They may end
way.
Tonight, in which case we won't talk about it. If they end Tuesday, we'll touch on it. I don't know. We're gonna make some stuff up. We're gonna have some fun next week. So that's next Thursday. Follow Brixey on Twitter at Game on Brixey. Follow me on Twitter at JoeBianCHino. I've been told I need to slow that down.
Right.
And
just follow me to Joe Bocchino. You know,
and
sound it out.
And go to the Facebook page and like us on Facebook. Search Two Guys, One Mic. Use the numbers from the two and the one. It's summer, everybody. It's officially summer. And we at Two Guys, One Mic will usher it in with some Beach Boys. Check us out next week. Thanks for listening. Brixey doesn't like the Beach Boys.
I hate the Beach Boys.
I'm not particularly fond, but... Oh, I.
It's a poor decision. But
it's summer. So I think it screams Beach Boys. I wasn't going to play California Girls by Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg. I was not going there. So I...
Could have gone with Rough Riders Anthem.
I guess the only logical choice was the Beach Boys. So
you know what you should have gone with was be some Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff. Summertime.
I could have done that.
That would have been nice.
Could have done that. But, you know, here we are. So It's the Beach Boys. We'll catch you next week, everybody. It's Two Guys, One Mic. Thanks for listening. If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo.